but I just watched you on TV. Congratulations on your book, Jesse. It is now out this week. This is the day of the one day after the release. Get It Together, Troubling Tales from the Liberal Fringe. Of course, you're the same Jesse Waters from Primetime and The Five, right?
Same guy.
Right.
No body double over here.
Right. I don't think you can. Well, that's the thing about The Five. You can't really do it from home.
No, as much as I've tried.
Right.
They won't let me zoom into the show.
Which you prefer. Some of the explosive things that we're seeing right now with the Hunter Biden situation. For those people who say nothing's happening, he didn't do anything wrong. Why Republicans? This is a wild goose chase. What do you say to them?
Well, I say, look where the money went. You have millions of dollars coming from China and from overseas, and Joe Biden keeps lying about it. If everything was kosher, why do you keep lying about it? We saw the $40,000 check hit the bank account. Biden said it was a loan. His own accountant said there's no evidence of a loan. Also, you had the deposition by Hunter Biden, and the investigators asked him, how many times did you pay for your dad's household expenses? Over 100? And Hunter said, I don't know. We also know he loses diamonds every time he's bribed.
It was a gift.
Yes, and it's probably not even really official. That valuable of a rock, he said, even though it was appraised at 80 grand.
When he has no money, we know that too. By the way, a lot of people with Hunter Biden go to jail. Devin Archer en route. There's going to be a guy, testimony, Jason Galan, opened up from jail. Hunter Biden indicted. Tony Bobulinski comes out impeccable. How would you describe his opening statements? He was blistering.
He was
and he's a witness to it.
Shot out of a cannon and unimpeachable credentials. Naval officer. He has clearances. His whole family put their lives on the line for this country. And the funny thing is, Brian, when he handed over the laptop to the FBI, he's never been interviewed as a follow-up by the FBI. 3 years, the guy who was sitting in the Four Seasons with Joe Biden and his brother and his son, and they were talking business, and he's never been interviewed by any of the FBI investigators. If that's not a cover-up, I don't know what is.
Right, and I want to get to your book, too, but can we play Eric? Instead of Lev Parnas, can we, for people that are just tuning in this hour, can we play the first bit of the Bobulinski statement? Can we do that?
The truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant. The American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation. A false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption. His brother, Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath. And his son, Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing two indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings.
So, and it got worse from there. In fact, he called Jamie Raskin a liar and Goldman a liar. They just say lies about me. And they tried to go, you can't call me a liar.
I don't know what the rule was. She goes, isn't rule 11, you can't impeach the credibility of any of the people behind the stage? I don't know. I think when you have Hunter Biden texting the Chinese, pay me the money, my dad's sitting right here and he's going to be really angry. And when they ask him about him under oath, Hunter said it was the wrong number.
Right.
Okay, you texted the wrong number, but the next day you got $6 million wired to your checking account. I think that was the right number.
You know, if Don Jr. was sitting there saying, my dad's right next to me, we're very angry and we have long memories and we want payment now and you better not put anybody in between, do you think people would say, I'm sure he was on drugs? No. Well, bottom line is Trumps aren't on drugs and they don't drink. Jesse, your book Get It Together is out. It's already number one. You're going to be in Northville, New Jersey this Saturday on the 23rd. Then on the 24th in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. That's the Dana Perino home base.
Yes, will be doing a cameo.
Yeah, it's great. And the thing is, they have set up, in the beginning they set up, you just sign. But now they have set up a living room. And you're going to pack the place. And they'll have probably a speaker outside. It'll be great. Fort Myers, Florida. Fantastic place. We have a great affiliate out there. So go down there. This is on the April 13th, April 20th in Beach Haven, New Jersey. I've never been to New Jersey. I hear it's scary. Vero Beach, Florida. This is what you're going to love about Vero Beach.
Yeah.
Two tiers. Have you done this on your book tour?
No.
Two tiers. So it's like back to your days when you used to do full stadiums.
Yeah.
Giant stadium, just entertain. It's going to remind you that. And then Yorba Linda, California. That is the Nixon Library.
Correct. Nixon Library. We're going to be all over the place. And you get to do things to me that probably you won't allow other people to do.
In
you
what
can
respect?
Run your fingers through my hair.
Oh,
you can nuzzle me. You can cuddle me.
As long as you buy the book.
Touch me wherever you want. As long as you buy the book, I'll sign it. I'll take photos. I'll engage in conversation and pretend like I'm listening.
And the no, no, you do listen. That's part of this book.
I
know. Listen to people
who disagree. I finally learned how to listen.
And you'll get this book. How many people did you interview?
I interviewed about 24 people, and they're probably some of the most fringe, crazy activists you could ever imagine. People that topple statues, want to legalize drugs, people that smoke toad venom. That gentleman will be on the show tonight. And they explained to me why they believe what they believe. It's completely irrational, as are many of the belief systems that we hear from the left. But it explains why they have these irrational beliefs, and it's all personality disorders. These all people had dysfunctional childhoods, barstool dads, nymphomaniac mothers, and they have major issues. But they're saying, I don't have issues. Society has issues. It's not my problem. It's your problem. So in order to solve their problems, they have to tear down society. And we can't let them do that, Brian. They just have to get it together.
Right. And that's where you got the name. Did you do this and say, I keep saying that to these people, I'm going to name my book this?
My mother told me to get it together a couple times growing up. And I'm sure that was told to you. And I don't know if you've ever listened, but you seem to be on the right path.
Thank you. I was not a problem child. I made
You're
sure.
You're just a problem adult.
Right. To you, Jesse, and people like you. I want you to hear a little of this is your take on something in your book that I think is important. This is an idea of what's going to be in the book. This is Olandra Rowe, correct? This is Olandra Rowe from Primetime on why eating meat is murder. So let's go back to Primetime. Cut 48.
Because animals are sentient beings that have feelings just like dogs and cats. And when they're sent to slaughter, they're murdered, they're killed, their life is taken away from them. So if it's not killing, then what is it?
So I'm saying I'm hungry for a hamburger, and you would consider that homicide?
Well, they're getting their life taken, and it's needless because alternatives exist, so...
So you only want people eating salads, chickpeas. What if we're really hungry? Is that enough sustenance?
I mean, I get hungry and I eat all the time. There's like a lot of alternatives. There's plants. They exist.
Vegan activist.
She says in her ideal world that the president of the United States could throw me in prison for eating a hamburger. And I told her, well, what about the Olympics? What about all of our athletes? Are they going to go into the games without eating steak, eating chicken, eating lamb chops? Mm-hmm. They're going to lose. Right. They can't have a vegan diet and go up against the Russians. We're going to get slaughtered. I want to win gold. I don't want bronze. I'm an American.
Good point.
She didn't care.
Didn't care. And do people know you're putting them in a book?
Now they do. No, we had to get a lot of people in writing to say, yes, this is for the project. Some of the people's names we changed. Some chapters I had to take out. We interviewed a pimp, spoke to a guy who's a pimp, has multiple women under his wing for about 2 hours. He told me how the game works, and my editor suggested I remove it. And I thought that might be a good idea.
Right. So you did take it out.
So we took it out, but everything else is in there, and they've all agreed to it. And some of the people are actually happy that they got to speak to me because it showed a little growth. After you pour your heart out and tell your life story to people, I know you do that to Ainsley every morning, you feel better.
Right.
And you feel like you might have learned something. So this has been a learning experience for them and me.
All right, for you. So do you think we're going to get to a point of society where we start listening to each other and this is an extreme example?
You hit on it because it's easy to demonize people when you don't talk to them or you don't listen to them, and you're on radio and you do Fox and Friends, so you actually engage in conversation. You might disagree with everything fundamentally they believe. Like this guy was telling me he is one of those advocates for minor attracted people. We call them pedophiles. Normal people call them pedophiles. So this guy is trying to explain to me, and this is in the book for about 3 hours, why this is normal, why we shouldn't stigmatize pedophilia. You know, I listened. It was disgusting. But you kind of understand where these freaks are coming from.
Right.
And that can give you a better idea about how to address these problems.
My fear is that soon that'll be a category.
That's what they're trying to do.
Like newcomers.
So you got
newcomers into our country. Illegal aliens.
Right.
Now they're migrants. Now they're newcomers.
Right.
Like the kid that just moved into school. Who's the kid? Where are you from? He's from Iowa. Okay, right. Say hello. Newcomers are just like everybody right. else. So you have to make sure, Jesse, you don't give in too much.
Right.
I don't mind you listening.
Are you
but why won't you
convert? Are you calling me soft?
I'm worried about that.
Do you think I can be converted?
Right.
Because do you think I'm now going to be a man who identifies as a wolf? Because that's the last chapter. This guy identifies as a wolf. He howled on my show.
Right.
He rumbles in the ground with wolves, cuddles them, goes to wolf sanctuaries.
Right.
And literally thinks he's a wolf. I will not convert.
And you're going to make him more famous?
I'm a man.
Have you heard from anybody who said, Jesse, I had no idea. My friends are calling me. My parents are calling me.
You keep making this book out to be some sort of sandbag job.
I worry about it.
Are you worried about a lawsuit?
Right. I'm just saying, why would you ever commit to to talking to you about their – these aren't one of these things like, I am for Obamacare. All right, let's debate it. This is like, I am for the most bizarre thing possible, and I'd like to be published around the globe.
We spoke to a black supremacist who called me the devil.
Right.
We spoke to someone who brought an emotional support squirrel on an airplane and couldn't figure out why she was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
These people are probably dying for attention, but I did not go out and look for people to destroy. I think the black supremacist is already going to have a hard time finding work.
Yes.
But these people poured their life stories out to me. And right. you think, why would you tell Jesse Waters all of your deepest, darkest secrets? And that's a great question.
And you still can't answer, but you're glad they did.
I'm glad they did.
It's all in Get It Together. Where do you go to find out if you're going to be in a city near you? Because a lot of times with the successful books, you expand the tour. Where do people go? Do you have a jessewaters.com?
Well, I have two shows. I have the 5 and I have the 8 o'clock. Right. I don't have a website. Someone has stolen my website and squatted on it. It's a cyber squatter that owns jessewaters.com. And he won't sell it to me.
Are you kidding?
And I've raised the price. He still won't sell it. I think he's waiting for me to get really famous. And then he's just going to bend me over and I'll have to pay him a lot of money.
Bend you over.
Figuratively, Brian.
Understood. Jess, you sticking around?
I'll stick around.
All right, so we got more. This hearing's unwinding right now. I'm watching Raw Jamie Raskin, which sounds like a X-rated film, but I'm watching this feed come in, and this is an explosive thing. Plus, I think people are walking in there creating some havoc. We have a lot to discuss. We also have we also have China hearings. Might be more even substantive than we're going on right now. And yesterday, I did a Fox Nation special on the Afghan hearings that took place, and the real culpable people that we wanted to see in front of us were the Secretary of State, Jake Sullivan, and the President of the United States. But unfortunately, we just had the military general saying, we told them, they didn't listen. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But after turning over every stone and going down every rabbit hole, including interviewing Viktor Shokin and Zlochevsky, the owner of Burisma, did you ever find the smoking gun or any evidence that Donald Trump was looking for to paste on Joe Biden?
On the contrary, Representative Raskin, not only did we keep hitting dead walls and not finding the smoking gun, but we kept running into sources of the information that was coming out of Russia.
In fact, Joe Biden was part of a global campaign, including by the United States, to oppose corruption and to go after the corrupt forces in Ukraine. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Lev Parnas, who was Rudy Giuliani's business partner and went to jail for 14 months, is a representative of the Democratic Party in this, saying there's no there. This guy's Ukraine. Whatever happened to Ukraine, Rudy Giuliani, that's up to them. That is a very small portion of what Hunter Biden was up to and what Joe Biden may or may not have known about. And Tony Bobulinski laid it all out. Jesse Waters here. His book is Get It Together. It is now out. His first stop is this Saturday in Northville, New Jersey. He's a nice guy. He says you can touch him, but must show a receipt that you bought the book. And then the next day is in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey, which is a fantastic bookstore in Fort Myers, Florida, on the April 13th, the next weekend, Beach Haven, New Jersey. Again, a lot of New Jersey, Vero Beach, Florida. and Yorba Linda, California. Being at the Nixon Library, you'll pack the place. It's going to be unbelievable. Jesse, first off, on this, I'm sure you're going to cover tonight on primetime, Lev Parnas got involved because he was leading Rudy Giuliani to, they said, was something going on in Ukraine. This is a very small portion of this.
When I talk about corruption with the Bidens, I don't bring in Ukraine because it's too murky.
Absolutely.
And that's just a kickback scheme from Burisma that you don't need, because they're going to try to use Parnas to neutralize Bobulinski. But Bobulinski's deals was with China. So forget about Parnas. Forget about Ukraine. Focus on the Chinese money. That's where the action was. That's where the corrupt deal was. That was the CEFC. That was the Belt and Road Initiative. That was an initiative that was trying to replace the United States as the dominant world power. And the Biden family was in bed with them. It was Chinese intelligence. It was Chinese military. They were trying to take over the United States. And the Biden family was getting bribed by them.
Bigger picture question. You and Get It Together, you talk to people on the fringe left wing, right? The antithesis is Harold Ford, center left, right? Do you think, and then maybe center right is Corey Mills, or center right is Nancy Mace. Do you think after the Biden-Trump era is done, do you see people coming together at all in the country? Do you see the format of the show in prime time a year after Trump's out of office, let's say in 4 years, or he's off the scene in 8 months? Do you see it coming together, or you'd see the other way?
I don't like to make predictions after the red wave comment.
Because you said that to be a red wave.
Britt Hume told me, Jesse, never make predictions again. You don't know what you're talking about.
He told you on your show,
didn't he? Told me that. And then he told me to stop yelling at Jessica so much.
Right.
So I've tried not to make predictions, but I will say this. A lot of people have been discredited on the far left because of the Russia hoax. So you don't even have to listen to them anymore. In terms of people in the middle, whether that's Harold Ford, whether that's whoever you think is in the middle on the right, it's about management. And we've seen in New York City, if you can't manage the city, you got to go. And this guy Adams can't manage the city. So that's why I'm endorsing Harold Ford Jr. for mayor of New York City.
I'm backing you up.
Because only Democrats can win.
Would he be able to still do the five? Because it's only an hour, right? You don't have to prep for anything.
I mean, it's like not that hard to do the five.
You could just
even Gutfeld can do it.
Absolutely, and he's pretty good at it. And by the way, he seems to be just as jealous of you as he is of me. You're now a target every night on this show.
Yeah, you know what? I actually should kick his butt.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.